CBS News. The United States warns of additional moves against the Soviet Union unless the repression in Poland is halted. Good morning. This is Dallas Townsend reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Secretary of State Alexander Haig said today in Brussels that President Reagan, who already has imposed economic sanctions on both the Soviet Union and Poland, is prepared to go further if necessary, but he wasn't specific. Haig added, though, quote, "At the same time, Moscow has been informed of our desire to pursue a more constructive path if the Soviet Union will reciprocate. Events in Poland," the secretary went on, "have a significance far beyond the tragic fate of that country." Yesterday, at their special meeting in Brussels, the NATO foreign ministers agreed that the Soviet Union has a heavy responsibility for the Polish crisis. They threatened Moscow with economic reprisals and decided on limited economic steps against Poland. Secretary Haig called the meeting a solid success, and this morning he had words of praise for members of the NATO alliance.
Each of our member governments, and this is, after all, an alliance of sovereign states. It is not a Warsaw Pact, where lockstep discipline is exercised from Moscow. We wouldn't want that kind of an alliance, and it would be incompatible with our own democratic values.
Haig is due in Cairo later today for talks with Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. Now this message.
Lots of women with age spots complain about them, but lots of others want to do something about them.
I've had age spots on my hands for quite some time, which is natural at my age. Frankly, I'd never given them much thought until recently.
Why now?
Well, my children are grown, and I've taken a part-time job in a jewelry store, and I love it. But some of my men customers ask me to try on rings for them, and suddenly I just wish those brown spots weren't so obvious. Is there anything I can do about them?
My advice is to try Porcelana Fade Cream. Used daily, it works not only on age spots, but also freckles and brown spots associated with childbearing years. You simply rub it in as directed and watch those dark spots start to fade. In just 6 weeks for many women.
It's worked for me. I'll tell you, Porcelana is the best thing that's happened to my hands. Why, my age spots are hardly noticeable now.
That's Porcelana, when results count. Available at cosmetic counters or your favorite supermarket. Use only as directed.
President Reagan today is expected to make an announcement sure to be met with intense excitement in Puerto Rico. We'll hear about it from Deborah Potter at the White House.
The president meets today with officials from Puerto Rico, the island's governor and the mayor of San Juan among them. And Mr. Reagan is expected to make a formal announcement endorsing statehood for the Puerto Rican Commonwealth. The president already is on the record as being personally in favor of statehood. It's a position he made clear during the campaign. But he said all along that it's a matter of self-determination, that it should be decided by the Puerto Rican people. Today, Mr. Reagan may take that one step further, backing a recommendation for a referendum on the question of statehood. Recent public opinion polls in Puerto Rico show a majority of the voters in favor of statehood. But in the last local election there, the pro-statehood party just squeaked by. Observers say that internal political issues were the major factor in that narrow victory, and that most Puerto Ricans are still believed to favor the statehood course. Deborah Potter, CBS News, The White House.
President Reagan's compromise decision on the sale of fighter planes to Taiwan has pleased neither Taiwan nor Peking. The president will let the Chinese nationalists buy new fighters comparable with those they now have, but they will not be allowed to buy advanced fighters on grounds that the nationalists don't need them for defensive purposes. This morning, Peking issued a strong protest against the compromise. Taiwan also objected, arguing that Peking has not changed its intention to subjugate Taiwan by force. And some of Mr. Reagan's conservative supporters in Congress are equally upset. More news in a moment.
If you had one wish that could be granted as you grow older, what would it be? To sharpen your memory, have less trouble sleeping, a more satisfying sex life? Then you'll be glad to know that scientific progress in these and other areas is already bringing renewed happiness to some older people. And now these sometimes controversial but often hopeful findings are described in a 45-page report, yours free, as a new subscriber to Prevention, the nation's largest health magazine. This free report, called 10 Ways to Grow Healthier as You Grow Older, tells about several methods to help you fall asleep faster, about the simple substance doctors believe may improve memory, about the mineral that may add life to your sex life, and more. For your free report, try 12 monthly issues of Prevention, only $10.97. If it's not for you, cancel. Pay nothing and keep the first issue. Keep the special report, too. Send no money now. Just phone toll-free 1-800-331-1000. For Prevention and your free report, call 1-800-331-1000.
This is the third day of bitter cold for much of the country, including record-breaking low temperatures in many areas. At least 70 deaths are now blamed on the frigid weather. Buffalo, New York is digging out from a 24-hour record snowfall of 25 inches, the worst in Buffalo since the blizzard of 1977. Many hundreds of miles of roads are closed in New York State, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Indiana, and Illinois. And the Central Florida citrus crop is in danger. The National Weather Service predicts temperatures of 28 degrees or lower, lasting 6 to 10 hours in the Florida orange groves. Dallas Townsend, CBS News. CBS News. The deep freeze is damaging Florida's citrus groves. Good morning. I'm Reed Collins reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Growers are hoping this morning that the cold front moves fast so warming breezes can blow across the threatened citrus belt. One county agent saying there's the possibility many trees may be killed. More from Wyatt Andrews in Winter Garden, Florida.
Citrus growers in Florida are surveying the freeze damage, cutting into selected pieces of fruit to determine just how deeply the ice set in. Billy Arrington, who manages 10,000 acres of groves near Orlando, says it is that ice buildup that destroys the worth of a citrus crop.
Will they yield less?
Yes, they will. If they're frozen rather severely, they'll start drying out and lose some of their pounds of juice in them.
And when that juice is lost, as it was after freezes in 1977 and 1981, history tells us the price of juice goes up. This freeze concerned growers more than usual. It comes back-to-back on a hard freeze, which hit Florida this very day last year. Growers are worried not so much about this year's fruit as they are for the health of their trees. Wyatt Andrews, CBS News, Winter Garden, Florida.
Unofficial counts blame at least 70 deaths on the sub-zero cold that's gripping much of the nation. News continues after this.
Listen closely. This is the sound of a cigarette being broken in half. The sound of a powerful habit being broken. The cigarette habit is being broken these days with the scientific help of Bantron smoking deterrent tablets. If you really want to break the habit, use Bantron and stay with it for 2 weeks to help reinforce your desire to quit. Now, this is important. Bantron doesn't work by making smoking unpleasant. It actually helps curb your craving for nicotine. Bantron works with a unique buffered formula that lets its smoking suppressant start to work fast. Bantron has the most effective formula you can buy to make it easier to quit smoking. So if you really want to break the habit, use Bantron. And this broken cigarette could be your last. You can do it. The more you want to stop smoking, the more Bantron will help you break the habit. Use only as directed.
Speaking in Brussels this morning, Secretary of State Haig warned that the United States is prepared to take further steps against Moscow if military repression continues in Poland.
The greatest danger in the West today may be the tendency to apply different standards of behavior to the East and to the West. No matter how much communist repression, no matter how many Soviet nuclear missiles, no matter how many Afghanistan and Poland's, some would still put pressure on the West to improve relations with the Soviet Union, rather than to demand from Moscow the moderation of its behavior.
In a film speech to a meeting of the American Farm Bureau Federation in San Diego last night, President Reagan said he lifted one grain embargo and has no appetite for another one. But Mr. Reagan added, if drastic action is unavoidable, then agriculture will not bear the burden alone. Neither Peking nor Taipei is satisfied with Mr. Reagan's compromise on selling warplanes to Taiwan. The president decided against the sale of advanced aircraft, but did okay the replacement of current nationalist Chinese planes with comparable models. Taiwan said today this will not meet its defense needs.
Peking said it's lodging a strong protest against the announcement of the military sale while discussions on the subject continue. The Assistant Secretary of State, John Holdridge, now is in the Chinese capital. At the White House later today, the president has an appointment with the governor of Puerto Rico and the mayor of San Juan. And Mr. Reagan is expected to take this occasion to endorse statehood for Puerto Rico if the people of that commonwealth vote for it. Officials in El Salvador are saying that government troops have killed 48 rebels and guerrillas in a three-day battle around a dormant volcano. An official says American military advisors directed some of that fighting. Now this.
Okay, gang, everybody over in that corner for a photograph.
Try not to smile, dear.
What's that supposed to mean?
I hate to say it, Frank, but you're getting yellow stains on your teeth from so much smoking.
You know, I noticed that.
Why don't I get you some Topol, the smoker's tooth polish?
Topol? Yeah, why not? Just wish you'd thought of it earlier.
Smile, everybody!
Mint flavor Topol, the smoker's tooth polish. Used regularly, it helps remove superficial yellow tobacco stains. Topol's foaming action and polishing agents actually start to work immediately to clean your teeth and to help remove those stains. Just use mint-flavored Topol week after week and watch your teeth get brighter and stay brighter as your breath gets fresher.
Hey, honey, you want to take my picture smiling?
Are you trying to tell me Topol is working?
Take a look.
Oh, Frank, your teeth are cleaner and brighter looking, too.
Get mint-flavored Topol. Regular or with fluoride, at drug counters or your favorite supermarket. Use only as directed.
Senator William Proxmire has awarded his January Golden Fleece to the Agriculture Department for spending $40,000 on a study that found people of a certain kind of personality eat certain kinds of food. One conclusion, fast food lovers tend to be patriotic. The Wisconsin Democrat says the study is calculated to make the taxpayer eat his heart out. Reed Collins, CBS News.
CBS News. Haig warns Moscow that the United States is prepared to take further steps against the Soviet Union if the repression in Poland continues. I'm Jay Jones, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Speaking on the day after NATO foreign ministers denounced Soviet participation in the Polish crackdown, Secretary of State Alexander Haig described Poland as a test case that will try the credibility of the West. European history teaches, Haig said, that the greatest mistake in dealing with heavily armed aggressors is to ignore their violations of international agreements and to act as though nothing had happened. The secretary is now off for Cairo and Israel for talks on advancing autonomy negotiations for Palestinians in occupied land. President Reagan, in a film speech, told the American Farm Bureau Federation meeting in San Diego that if drastic action proves unavoidable in order to show American solidarity with the Polish people, agriculture will not bear the burden alone. Mr. Reagan said he lifted one grain embargo and he has no appetite for another. Moscow today says the United States is seizing on developments in Poland to cover up the American military threat to Europe. A commentary in the Communist Party newspaper, Soviet Russia, says Washington is like a drowning man clutching at a straw. More when CBS News continues.
J.G., I'll get you that circuit overnight. Helen, send this by one of those expensive carriers.
But that costs around $20.
I have to look good.
Well, you can look good for a lot less with Express Mail next day service from the post office.
The Express Mail 2-pound pack costs only $9.35, and we deliver 60,000 packages on time every day.
J.G. got my package and praised me for my frugality. Helen, what's frugality?
That means you look good for less, sir, with Express Mail.
Sponsored by your postal service.
When your car's front wheels are out of line, front tires wear out fast. Turn it over to Goodyear for a front-end alignment. The Goodyear Service Store will align your front wheels for smooth handling and better performance. So get a front-end alignment at Goodyear now, and you'll also get a safety check of all four tires. Get a front-end alignment at Goodyear for just $19, prices slightly higher in California. Chevettes, trucks, and cars requiring McPherson strut correction extra.
Turn it over to Goodyear.
As temperatures plunge in Florida, growers are worrying about their citrus crop. There's been some ice damage to oranges already, and the hard freeze for the second year in a row now threatens to kill some trees. Officials hope the cold front will pass quickly and be replaced by warming winds. The dollar forged ahead on Europe's money markets today as investors anticipated higher interest rates in the United States, The price of gold was steady. The morning fix in London, $389.25 an ounce, up about a dollar. A coroner's report says comedian Paul Lynde died of a massive heart attack, not of a stroke, as first indicated. Lynde was 55. There was a funeral yesterday in Pacifica, California, for three children killed in a mudslide. Barry Peterson was there.
They jammed the hall, friends, neighbors, even strangers, here to join Bill and Barbara Velez in a mass of resurrection. Prayers and songs that the children be received to heaven. Through most of the service, the couple had their hands entwined. From a few people here, there were tears, especially from friends or classmates of 14-year-old Michelle, 9-year-old Billy, and Melissa. She was only three. The children were sleeping when a mudslide toppled another house and sent tons of mud and debris crashing into their bedrooms. They died instantly. Since the tragedy, the church has raised nearly $100,000 to help Bill and Barbara Velez start over, to help a couple still trying to comprehend how, in a few seconds, they suddenly had no home and no family. Barry Peterson, CBS News, Pacifica, California.
More news after this.
Morning seemed to start out better. You seem to go much better. When you start the day together, you in Maxwell House. Flavor that you've come to count on. Taste is always true. What a perfect combination. Maxwell House and you. Get that good to the last cup of feeling. With Maxwell House, only Maxwell House gives you good to the last cup of feeling. Maxwell House.
Maxwell House has a taste, a feeling that no other coffee can give you. Because Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
Get that good to the last drop.
President Reagan's compromise on selling warplanes to Taiwan drew no welcome today from either Peking or Taipei. China says it's lodging a strong protest because the sale was announced while a U.S. diplomat was in Peking discussing the issue. And Taiwan disputes Mr. Reagan's argument that sending planes comparable to what the nationalist Chinese have now would meet defense needs for the foreseeable future. The president decided against selling advanced jets to Taiwan. I'm Jay Jones, CBS News.